Bank of Cardiff, this is Julian. How may I help you?
Hi, Julian. Mark Horn. We missed each other. Hi, how are you?
Yeah, good. How are you, sir?
Very good. So I got an email from you and an application, and it said I was pre-approved for $250.
Uh-huh.
So I think I'd call you and see what how the program works and
sure.
Tell me a little bit about. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, what are you guys looking to do exactly? You have you looking at bringing on some more inventory or renovations, or what do you got going on over there?
Just be business line. It would be cash flow receivables, business operations.
Okay.
It could be equipment purchase as well. We just bought a truck. We may buy more, but I think more or less general cash flow needs.
Okay, cool. Are you guys growing this year?
We are busy. Yeah, we've been in business since '92.
Oh, nice.
The contract, custom builders, and business is good. We're active. We got enough work for the next year or more on the books. So
cool.
No, it's good.
You just want to make sure you have adequate cash flow to keep supporting that movement, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
And we're also looking at maybe updating our facility a little bit so we have more shop space, paint shop, woodworking shop, that kind of thing too.
Nice. So you've been in business since '92. Let's see. What did you guys do in gross annual revenue last year?
$10 million on the contract, just under $10 million on the contracting, and then we also do some other work that's probably that adds about another $10 million, so maybe $20 million, give or take.
Roughly $20 million. Okay. Very good. And was that up over the year before, or have you kind of like hit a mature stage and you kind of teeter around that $20 million every year?
It was about the same, actually, pretty close.
Cool. That's awesome. Are you the 100% owner, Mark?
I am.
Okay.
Yep.
Do you have any like immediate needs, or do you just kind of want to see what you have available so you that way you can make better decisions knowing that you have that, you know, cash flow available for you?
I might do it sooner than later if it's the right terms. Yeah, I would do it soon.
Cool. Okay, cool. Have you used working capital financing before, like the short-term stuff?
Mostly just banks. I have good relationships with a couple of banks, and they take care of, on purchase sides for land and things like that.
Okay. Do you normally use, like, line of credits that you have with them, or do they do like term loan?
I do have a line of credit with one bank. Yes.
Okay. Do you know what your limit is on that?
$500K.
Okay. What's your balance usually sitting at with that? Do you usually have a pretty low usage rate, or?
No, we use it. I mean, we use it. So.
Okay. Okay, gotcha. So how would you rate your personal credit? Is it good, bad, kind of in the middle?
I think it's good. I get financing all the time from banks without difficulty. You know, it's funny that because I'm self-employed. Sometimes it's between 680 and 720, and I don't see why it would be below 700, given that there's very little negative credit.
Uh-huh.
But somehow the way the system works and how they interpret my profile.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of inexplicable to me why it would dip below, but sometimes it does.
Okay, gotcha.
So it's never been an issue with getting credit. I've always had bank loans and.
Yeah, you must 30, have decent credit. Yeah, you must have decent credit if your banks are willing to lend to you, because especially now the bigger banks, it's really hard for them to lend to businesses like small, medium sized businesses. So that's a good sign.
True. Yeah.
What kind of return on investment do you normally get? If we say you were to invest $100K in your company, what would you make on that? Do you have like a percentage that you can kind of quantify? Or
20%, 10 and 10. 10 profit, 10 overhead. Once we satisfy our overhead, then we're, it's all to the bottom line. So.
Okay, cool. So yeah, it's a pretty quick process with us. There's a one-page application. We look at your previous 6 months of your business bank statements, and then we need your previous year's tax return. Did you already file your 2015 taxes?
2015, yes. On the corporate side, I'm on extension personal, but that'll be done before 10/15. Yeah.
Okay, no worries. But your business tax return was complete, you said?
Done. Yes, done.
Okay, yep. Cool. Very good. Let me see if I have your email. Oh yeah, I do have your email. Let's see.
Yep.
Yeah, because you got my email, right? That's why you got my information.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yep,
okay.
That's right.
I'm gonna send you a follow-up with the application info, and then feel free to get that back to me whenever you're ready, and I'll get that process for you. Typically, it's a 24-hour turnaround time.
Tell me how it works.
Sure. So working capital is short-term unsecured cash. Typically, it's going to be set up anywhere from 3 months all the way up to 24 months. About 2% of our customers will get approved for like a 36-month deal. But generally, I would say on average, people will take like 9 to 12 months sort of. So we'll set you up on fixed payments. There's no APR attached to it. It's a fixed payback. In my opinion, it's easier to figure out because you don't have to calculate your interest and how much it's compounding every month and blah, blah, blah. It's fixed payback with fixed payments, clear separation between principal and interest.
What's the effective interest rate that's charged?
It really depends on the program that you get approved for, that you qualify for. It's really a challenge to get you like actual like APR because there is an APR, but I can just kind of give you an example. I have a customer a couple weeks ago, borrowed borrowed $100,000. He paid back $105,000 over 6 months. So if you turn that into APR, it would be roughly 10% APR because APR is annual. It's unsecured cash, so it's not secured by like your bank account. So it's going to be a little bit higher interest rate than you pay with like your line of credit. So there has to be like a specific need or opportunity for this. Like for example, if you're looking at equipment, there's an offer for $200,000 worth of equipment where you get a 20% discount if you buy it all at once. So obviously we charge you 10%, but you're going to make 10% on top of that or save 10% on top of that. So does that kind of make sense?
Yes. What I imagine you'll do is you'll look at my financials and you'll make me an offer and I can figure it out. Okay.
Exactly. There's no obligation or anything like that. If it works, it works. If it's not something that you need, we'll typically leave the approval open for a period of time. And if an opportunity comes your way, you're like, hey, I could really use this cash right now. Perfect. We'll deposit in your account, set you up on, a fixed payback.
And what amounts do you work with, Julian?
I would say the biggest loan that I've seen is around $700,000. Generally, the big ones are typically like $250,000 to $300,000. Once in a while, we'll see something around like $500,000. A business of your size, I would imagine it shouldn't be a problem getting you like roughly around $200,000, assuming everything lines up. Sounds like you got good credit. You got a great business. I wouldn't foresee any issues getting you around that amount. But I'd be happy to get a solid, approval on paper for you to consider, once we get all the application and stuff in. Typically we'll do preview for the highest amount with the longest term, and then we can kind of work backwards from there if it's, you don't want to take out that much or you wanted a more shorter term.
Right.
But obviously the shorter term, the more interest you'll save. So if we'll try to set it up like specific to a certain project you have. So if you have a project that's going to take you 3 months, you collect right when the project's finished. Then we'll set you up on payments for those next 3 months. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, so send me to the email with some of that information, and I'll respond. Okay.
Okay. Sounds good. I'll follow up with you.
How long is it? I'm sorry, Julian. How long does it take once I submit the information? How long does it take you?
Typically 24 hours.
Oh, pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty quick. And I'm going to be handling your file too, so I don't have a whole... I mean, I have some other stuff going on, but nothing like super urgent. So if you want to get it to me today, I can make sure to get it processed for you before I leave. If not, I'll get it. I'll process it Monday and probably have an answer for you by Tuesday. So.
Okay, super.
Cool. And then
you
have my direct line. Feel free to call me anytime if you have any questions, okay?
Yes.
Thank you, Mark.
Yes,
pleasure chatting with you. We'll talk soon. My pleasure. Thank you, sir.
Same here.
Appreciate it. Bye-bye. Bye.